Open Mic. Cocoon by Judy Ann Alexander. Her cocoon is see-through. Inside, she is busy with pattern and pink and shears. If the ears are too long, she'll snip them. If the mouth is too wide, she'll stitch up the corners. Her needle and thread hold more magic than any wand. With her chalk, she can outline a fine and voluptuous shape. The nape of the neck is a perfect place to tuck and fold. Her straight pins hold the skin together just so. A quick basting stitch lets her know where to set her seams, her cuffs, her hem. After all, her arms and legs mustn't be too long. She mustn't stand too tall. Perfect beauty is what she's after. She's already had enough laughter in her life. The day she clips her way out of her cocoon, the only sound she plans to hear is a deafening cheer.
Tyrone. Don't none of these girls like the way they look? I don't get it. Guys don't have that problem. Not the guys I know. Would somebody clue me in?
Lupe. Judy Ann tapped me on the shoulder this morning and passed me a note real quick before Mr. Ward could see. It was from Leslie. "Are you okay?" it said. I turned and flashed her my okay smile. The smile was for real. "I'm fine today. Better last night? Forget it. I broke up with Marco and I was a mess. It was so silly. I've been planning to break up with him for weeks. I mean, I hardly ever see him anyways. Plus, I've been thinking if I'm ever going to have a baby, I need to find a better father than Marco. Somebody who's got time for me at least. I don't want my baby and me to be alone like Gloria and Angel. She got it harder than I thought. Still, I wasn't in no hurry to break up with Marco because that would make it official. Lupe Algarin is alone. I can't hardly breathe thinking about it. I busted up with Marco over the phone, which is good because right after I hung up, I felt this big hole rip open inside of me and I started crying like little Rosa does when she's hungry and her bottle is empty and her mom has just left the room. Once I calmed down, I called Leslie. But as soon as I heard her voice, the tears started coming again. "I'm sorry," I said, trying to hide my sniffles. "I shouldn't have called." "Lupe, what's wrong?" "I don't want to bother you." "You're not bothering me. Anyway, that's what friends are for. Now what happened?" I told her about Marco and how I left him and how he didn't even seem to care that much and how I was all alone now. She was quiet for a minute. Then she said, "Lupe, sounds to me like you were already alone." "I know, but never mind. It's okay. You're not really alone anyhow. You have friends. You have me." "Yeah, I guess." Leslie said she feels lonely sometimes too. She told me about how it was right after her mom died. I really listened because she doesn't talk about her mother much. She said that after the funeral and even months after she moved in with her grandmother, her world felt so empty and hollow. She could hold it at one end and ring it like a bell. "It's better now," she said. We must have talked for an hour. I can't remember half of what we talked about, except that Leslie said friends can be like familia. Only she pronounced it familia. It took me a minute to figure out what she meant. Anyway, she was right. So I don't have a boyfriend now, so what? Neither does Janelle or Gloria or Leslie, but we have each other. Maybe we can all be alone together.